Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. You can call me Ro-Ro. Right there next to me, the beautiful, stunned-looking, blue-eyed Barbadian. How are you, buddy?
I'm walking on sunshine, Ro-Ro. What can I say?
Oh, my gosh.
Just feeling good.
Looking good tonight. I'm very, very excited for tonight's episode.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm
tremendous,
excited about the guest.
Yeah, tremendous guest, tremendous beverages.
One of the best of all time.
It's going to be bonkers. Before we get into that real quick, let's do a little business real quick up top. I didn't add anything to the vision board today, but I did want to talk to one thing with you, JoJo.
Yes.
So my wife's birthday is coming up, and... we had her on recently, and we were talking about the little nugget ice maker, and you can see one right there next to Kate Winslet, right?
I can see.
So I was thinking, like, that would be a pretty great birthday gift. She loves the nugget ice so much. I'm thinking maybe we put it next to the refrigerator. We sort of have a spot. We don't really have a spot, but maybe it works. And I was getting ready to text the plumber to be like, hey, I'm trying to figure this out. Can you do the water line and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't.
Why not?
Think I'm going to do it. It seems like I start looking at all the reviews. There's all this maintenance you got to do. You got to be cleaning them out or they get moldy on you. And then, like, I don't think I have a drain situation where my refrigerator is. They also need a drain, or you got to carry it over to the sink from time to time. And it just seemed like a whole thing.
I don't like this. I don't like that you're letting other people's problems get in the way of your, more importantly, your wife Elizabeth's happiness.
Happiness.
Because, quite honestly, I feel like most things get moldy if you leave them around all wet.
Yes.
And I think that that's an important thing to, that we just need to accept. And I think that we just need to get over it and move along. And I think you need to enjoy, think about the present, think about the ice, the wonderful ice this is going to create. It's so hot right now. What would you not give for a flowing, steady stream of nugget ice in your own household?
But the thing is, it would be sitting literally right next to where you get the ice out of the refrigerator. Now, granted, that's not nugget ice, and Elizabeth loves nugget ice.
If anything, the freezer is going to get moldy, and you're going to love it. You're going to want that freezer moldy because it means the nugget ice machine is getting the action it deserves. I also think that if this is going to be, have you talked to a professional about the installation, the drainage issue? Or you're just guessing?
No, I'm just kind of, I know the water line's possible, but I feel like the drain thing might be an issue, but maybe I should at least reach out to my guy, I guess.
If you you have a guy, then this,
no,
this
a plumber. You got a plumber, right?
I rent, we take who they send us. I did have an argument with a person who came to fix my washing machine today, but that's another podcast.
That's well. Anyways, I mean, the reason I bring it up is because it would be something, if I got it for her, that we could move to dreams that have come true. But I'll think about it. I feel like you're talking me into it.
I want this for you. I also want this for me. You move it over here, you're also going to have your dream come true of a new roommate. Me.
Well, dreams do come true. All right. Next week on the show, we have Ever Maynard is going to be on.
Yes.
We will keep you posted on what we're drinking next week on the socials. You know where to find us at T-Bash Live, Instagram. Where else? Everywhere.
TikTok.
Facebook. Twitter. Facebook. The whole deal. So you can find us there. And I think that brings us to tonight's special guest, JoJo. I think we're just going to get right into it. Are you ready, JoJo?
I was truly born ready for tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Tonight's guest is a very talented actress that you have seen in Why Women Kill, Downward Dog, Emergence, Minx, Fargo, which I must say is one of my all-time favorite shows.
Literally.
And much, 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 much more. In addition to that, JoJo, this guest went to school in Waco, Texas, the birthplace of Dr. Pepper. No spoilers, but we're drinking Dr. Pepper tonight, but you knew that.
Why would you be here otherwise?
This guest is a friend of cats, it seems. Ooh. Very clear, and might like ducks. We'll explain that to them. We'll see. Sure. If they like ducks, but I think they like cats. That's great. And last but not least, I am 100% positive that this guest drinks things. So what I'm going to do right now is bring up our guest. Please welcome to the show, Allison Tolman.
Hello.
Hello.
I drink things. It's true.
Yes. Oh my gosh, the perfect. You're in the right place.
I have a good friend with a pellet ice maker, by the way. I will get a personal review and let you know if she regrets the purchase.
That would be great. My wife went to a party recently of a friend, and they had one, and they were like, this is one of the best things I've ever purchased. So it was a pretty big sale. So if you send a text to your friend and just let me gauge, you know, is it a 1 to 10 situation?
I'll find out for you. I know she likes that soft ice, so she had to have one.
All right. You're going to be the deciding factor. If it's a 7 or above, I'm going to do it.
I don't know why I never thought about it as soft ice, but of course it is.
It's a 7. Yeah. She's one of those people who likes crunch ice. Like she's a, yeah. like crunchy crunches. And so her husband got her one of those so that she didn't fuck up her teeth. She was just like going to a Coffee Bean and getting like large cups of ice because they've got that soft ice at Coffee Bean too.
Okay. She's going to love this. There's not going to
be. She's going to love it.
But let me know. Let me know. Because I do.
She's like, ugh. Disgusting, terrible purchase. I'll let you know.
Yeah, it became moldy a month later or something like that. I do need that real world. But I feel like people in the chat are pushing me over. I just need one other shove to get me over the hill.
All right.
Allison, this is how we start every show. Before we get into the beverages, we like to do something that's called the beverage profile to get to know you and your relationship with drinks.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through like a typical day. You can pick the day. It can be your average day. It can be a day when you're on vacation, when you're on set, whatever you want to pick, but just a day. And we're going to start from the moment you wake up, what you're drinking, and we're going to ask you questions throughout the day of what you have. So give us a day. What time are you waking up?
I wake up twice because I have a cat. So I wake up when he wants to wake up, which is at like 6. And I feed him, and then I go back to sleep again.
And there's no beverage in that short window?
It's maybe like a sip of water. I have like a big tumbler of water with a straw that I carry around with me. And maybe I'll have a sip of water at that 6 a.m.
And was that on your nightstand, or was that elsewhere near the cat food in the kitchen?
I'm far too nervous to keep a drink on my nightstand because I'm afraid, even though I've never been like, in my sleep, I would be too afraid I would one time and like ruin my cell phone, which I obviously keep on my nightstand because I'm a bad person. It stays in my bathroom, the tumbler
up with all the water. Compulsively go grab it like some people might grab for their phones? Do you like when you wake up to get the cat, is like a you know, insect brain move to walk to the bathroom, get the tumbler of water, and then go feed the cat?
Yeah, if I have that like cotton mouth feeling where you're like that.
And is the tumbler, is it the same tumbler usually? And is it a clear tumbler or is it, is it opaque?
I have more than one. I have, cause I've had them that I've had like on set that then when that job is ended, it comes and lives in my cabinet. I have one that my sister made me that's like, has my name on it.
Yeah.
And then, so I just kind of rotate through them.
And they're all strawed up though.
They're like all the strawed up. It changed my life when I realized I did not want to drink out of glasses and I did not want to drink out of bottles. I wanted to drink out of giant tumblers with straws in them. Yes. And also I started keeping my water, my Brita on my counter instead of in my fridge. And I drink so much more water now because I like room temperature water.
There you go.
This is
game changer.
There's no ice in that tumbler then.
No. Mm-mm.
Love it.
Do you have one of these tumblers handy by chance?
Do I have one handy? Yeah, hold on. Do you want me to go grab one?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's over where I was eating dinner. Just a second.
And I have a follow-up question about this, too.
On my back wall.
Looks good.
Okay, this is my tumbler I'm drinking out of today. See, it's massive. It's as big as my head.
Oh, wow.
That's great. That's maybe, you got 28 to 32 ounces there. That's fantastic.
I measured it once because I was trying to see if I drank enough water during the day. I don't know.
And are you going hard straw or a soft silicone straw?
This is a hard straw.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jojo, you had a follow-up question?
Oh, yeah. So since we're talking about, just thought about it with the pebble ice maker and this cleaning involved, how do you, what's your cleaning regimen with the straws?
Isn't that a great question? I just throw these straws in the dishwasher, like in with the utensils, but I only drink water out of these tumblers as well. Like there's never any sugar or bubbles or anything in them ever.
I appreciate this permission structure. I know I probably
need to get the tiny little brushes.
No. I think dishwasher, you're golden. You're golden.
You think?
Okay, so you're definitely golden.
Yeah. And I appreciate this permission structure you've given yourself, because it seems like you're more on my side of things where this goes, where Roro will wash his water bottles out like after every time he uses them. And I'm kind of like, but you know, why not just let it ride? What's the matter? It's just water in there.
Let it ride for
just
a while.
Just water in there.
Yeah, but you let it ride too long, Jojo. Okay, so you go back to sleep, Allison.
Yes.
And then what time are you getting up in earnest, I guess,
if
for the
I'm
day?
Not working, I'm getting up in earnest like around 8:30, maybe 9.
All right, so
and
what
then
happens?
I make a cup of coffee.
Nice. What are we talking?
I have a Keurig, and I have a little, like the refillable pod thing, so I'm not
sure.
Totally destroying the universe. Oh, I'm sorry, not the universe, just the planet.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, I make a cup of coffee and I throw one sugar cube in there and a splash of oat milk and I drink that.
Ooh, sugar cube. I love that.
It's just easier to measure.
Measured. Yeah.
And I gave up on like sweeteners because I was like, I'm exhausted of worrying about diet foods. So I stopped and I went back to sugar cubes because they're like
I think
calories and I think it's fine.
Yeah, no, that's right. A great play. Are you, do you have a go-to coffee that do you like? Are you mixing it up? Are you, or is it just whatever's in the
I have a like coffee, like a grinder, but I hardly ever use it anymore because it was always like, I had to grind, like I would be out of ground coffee in the morning and I'd be like, no, you know?
Yeah.
So I just use whatever is from the store. I can picture the bag in my head, but I couldn't even tell you what brand it is. I have no idea.
Love it. And oat milk though, are you brand loyal in that department?
Yes. I'm a Planet Oat original creamy recipe.
Okay. Gal.
Jojo, I believe that's the one that we had missing from our shootout.
It's come up since on the show. Other guests have mentioned they like the Planet Oat.
Yeah. But that's just because that's where I stumbled and I've never like, I'm not like, I taste tested all of them on another podcast about beverages.
Oh,
I decided that was the best one. It's just like what I bought one time and then I kept buying it, really.
Those lousy beverage boys.
Okay. Okay, so 8:30, you wake up, you make your cup of coffee. What's happened after that between then and lunchtime?
Between then and lunchtime, a lot of times I work out in the morning and I bring my trusty tumbler with me and try to remember to hydrate. That's really it. I think I just mostly, I might have another cup of coffee. I don't have caffeine except for when I'm doing a podcast after like 2:30.
Yeah.
I might have another cup of coffee somewhere in there. I might have two cups of coffee.
Got it. Okay, so then lunchtime rolls around. Take us from lunch to dinner time, sort of.
I will usually at lunch do something a little sweet. I usually have like decaf sweet tea that I've like brewed in my fridge, with a spigot, you know? So I'll have that, or I have like little baby Coke Zeros.
Yes.
I'll have one of those. Or I love to like take some grapefruit juice and top it off with LaCroix.
Ooh, three of these options sound fantastic.
Like
refreshing.
My little, ooh, fun. I get to have a fun treat in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, we've spoken about this on the show. The mini cans is one of the best things that's happened in the beverage industry in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And now they're available in more and more flavors. It is such a treat. Where in America, we keep going bigger. I don't know who had the idea for the mini cans, but obviously they're sticking around because people love them. They're fantastic.
I can remember getting one on a flight, like on a plane when I was, a kid. and being like, oh, look at this, like keeping it and taking it home and being like, so look cute. At this tiny can.
I
give it to your calico critters to hold and stuff like that.
I had several of them. I made them play with each other and get married. Like
that. We got to go. The little cans we have talked about the little cans. What flavor LaCroix are you topping off the grapefruit with?
Whatever is around, but I'm really into passion fruit right now. Peach pear is maybe my favorite.
I have not had that one yet.
This brand I discovered called Aha, and they have really good flavors, and I'm into peach and honey right now.
Oh, nice.
So, but now, you have to leave LaCroix, and they're like, oh, it's just like, it's like a whisper of a fruit, but I'm like, that's why it is perfect to mix on top of something. Cause it's not that strong a flavor. You can, whatever you want.
Now, Allison, I do think you need to be careful with the ahas because a lot of those, I think, have caffeine in them. I think
the
that's,
ahas?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's their play. They probably have ones that don't, but I'm worried that they don't. And it's a, aha, we have, caffeine in our sparkling water.
Yes, I know this segment isn't about me, I took my child to see the Minions movie, and we got some Aha sparkling water because I don't let them drink soda out of the freestyle machine. And it wasn't until afterwards that I was like, wait, is this the kind that has the caffeine in it? And I don't know. I don't know if in the freestyle machine it does, but I do remember kind of grabbing a can of it one time at the store and being like, oh, no, wait, that's got caffeine, but I don't know if they all do.
I had no idea. Hold on, I gotta go grab a can. One second. Let's look.
Love this.
Oh, boy, this might be a real, I'm pulling it up on my end.
What is it?
This might be a real, the first thing I see is talking about caffeine.
Oh, boy.
Honey.
Oh, no, I think they have both.
Sodium. It would have to say caffeinated somewhere like big, right?
I would think you want that. Yeah, because that's if you're going to do it, it's your selling point. You don't want to sneak up on people.
That would be your selling point, you would think.
It's really interesting. They definitely have both. Or wait, I'm not sure if they have both. Oh, no, they have both. There's Aha caffeine and then there's regular Aha.
Okay, so I'm safe.
I think you are safe. They have a... tea in them, Allison.
Which, oh, I see. See, that I would think was caffeinated. That's why I have caffeine-free sweet tea that I make.
I love it. And that's what I wanted to circle back to real quick was the sweet tea. What kind of decaf iced tea are you making?
Oh, just like, what's the big iced tea? Lipton's. Lipton's has decaf iced tea. And, you know, I'm from the South, and so I like sweet tea.
Yeah.
And for that, I do use fake sugar. I use like a Splenda baking mix so that I'm not just like shooting sugar directly into my veins.
And why a Splenda baking mix? What's the baking mix?
It comes in the biggest container. It comes in like a pourable container instead of like the kind you like spoon into your coffee. Gotcha. It has like a little spout.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay. So you have a formula down for that. You have ratios and stuff. You just know what you're doing.
Yes, I could patent it. No, I have no. I just make it up as each time. I'm like, how many tea bags do we actually use? 6, 8? I don't know. How long do I leave it for? I don't know. Till it's brown. And then I'm like, how much sugar this time? I don't know. So every time is different. It's different.
Do you add a little lemon or anything? Or you just pour it and go for it?
No, I just like pour it straight into a cup and have that.
Amazing.
Drink it down.
No ice. Well, because it's in the fridge, so it's cold from the fridge.
Yeah.
I don't usually do ice in things unless it's like a cocktail that calls for ice. And even then, sometimes I'll chill the glass and not use ice.
Got it.
I'm not anti-ice. I'm just like, I don't need it.
You don't need these extra stuff.
Do not buy Allison the Pebble ice maker for her birthday. No. I'd be very upset.
I'm also renting. I can't do anything with that. So be done with that in my house.
Okay, so take us up to dinner time. Is there anything in between?
Well, I'm certainly carrying around my giant tumbler of water and trying to remind myself to drink from it.
Yeah.
I'm on this like supplement course right now that my traditional Chinese medicine doctor put me on. And one of the things there, it's all pills, like a million pills, except one of the things is this chocolate powder that I have to drink in a cup of water every day. And I usually do that in the afternoon, and I just stand over the sink and do it because I hate it so much.
How much water and how chocolatey? What is it? Cold water, hot water? How do you, tell us about this thing.
I do out of my Brita, so room temp water. Yeah. And I do, I'm sure it says how much to do, but I never measured it. I'm not big on measuring. I just take like a regular size glass and fill it up like 2/3 of the way and like stir it in and then just like gulp it down as fast as I can, then go blech and leave it in the sink.
Wow. Do you feel anything from this drink, like right after doing it? Or no. Is this is like, you'll feel the effects later kind of, it's not like an instant, like, ooh, I feel buzzed or I don't know what it's for, but you know what I mean?
No, I don't feel anything. It's all like, I'm just trying to like even out my blood work. So I feel no effects of anything that I'm taking. But when he looks at my blood work, he's like, hey, your iron is up. Your inflammation is down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah.
Nice. Well, that sounds good.
But I don't feel anything different. He keeps telling me that the next step is that I'll feel different. So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. To be determined.
Yeah, you need that next step.
Yeah, you do.
Sooner than later, right?
You're coming back, otherwise. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go dinner time. And after and après dinner.
Dinner time, probably more water. Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Feels like you're staying hydrated.
I try to stay hydrated, especially when it's so hot right now. And I also try to like, because I don't drink during the week anymore. And so I only drink alcohol on the weekends, not during the week. Unless it's like a special occasion, you know? And so like my sweet tea or my Coke Zero, like is my special occasion. I drink a lot of water. And then I've recently have been introduced to this, they should pay me. I'm like their spokesperson to this non-alcoholic beer brand called Athletic Brewing Company.
Oh, we tried their IPA. Tested.
Yeah. Oh my God. They're so, I don't even like IPAs. So I keep those in my fridge now. And I usually drink one of those in the evening after dinner, like while I'm watching TV or something.
Nice. Do you have a favorite? Have you tried a bunch of theirs? Cause we only tried the one. And do you have a favorite?
I do. I like the Golden Road a lot. It's like a golden ale.
Okay, cool.
Both of the IPAs are great too. The Cerveza is fine. There's one that's like low calorie, which is crazy because they're already like low calorie. 100
calories.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the low calorie one's like 15 and a regular one is like 50, which is nothing. So I think that's all I tried because I don't really like stouts, but I also don't really like IPAs and I like their IPAs. So I should probably try their stout. But yeah, you can't get them everywhere, you know?
Yeah. I'm not a big IPA guy, and we did a non-alcoholic IPA shootout, and I was surprised that most of them I felt were kind of palatable. I don't remember. I remember I thought the Athletic beer can was really cool. That's what sticks out in my mind is I like the branding. I don't remember the taste.
I think we're just like making a lot of strides in that arena right now. Like, because I feel like I remember non-alcoholic beer just being like kind of salty and weird.
Yeah.
But now they've figured out a better formula and they're starting to carry it more places. Like you can just like get it when you're out at dinner, which for someone who, people who are like sober, either just because they're like pursuing sobriety or just because they like are into sober culture, which is getting to be more and more a thing. Or people like me who just have curbed their drinking and don't drink during certain times. It's still nice to be able to like have a like fun beverage when you're out, you know?
Yeah, totally. I love that. Okay, so take us through the end of the night then. So is that kind of it?
That's usually it. If it's the weekend and I'm drinking, I will almost always end my weekend with some bourbon on the rocks. That's my like go-to. And I used to like, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was really into cocktails and I was making a lot of cocktails.
Yeah.
But that's sort of petered out. I just
give me the bottle.
Over a couple ice cubes and drink it that way.
Do you have a favorite?
I keep Bullet around pretty regularly or Angel's Envy. I feel like they're so drinkable and smooth. My favorite scotch is Ardbeg 10 Year.
Yeah.
And Campfire whiskey from High West is also very good if you've ever had it. It's so smoky, and I really like a smoky like scotch or whiskey. So those are my picks.
Amazing.
Delightful. Yeah. I didn't realize I had so many beverage opinions, but I do.
Well, no, see, that's beauty of this. And we get to watch our guests go on the journey in the beginning, because a lot of people start with water and like, you know, it's just water. And then by the end of it, you're like, you didn't realize you had such an amazing beverage profile, did you?
And I have strong opinions about water, as it turns out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, those are the things I drink mostly during the day. Sometimes I'll make like a latte for myself at home, like a chai tea oat latte as a
nice
thing. Is that all happening in the Keurig, or is that something? Is that get other? That,
no, that happens. I just have a jar that I put oat milk in, and I microwave it, and then I close it, and I shake it up real hard, and pour it over the top of some tea. And guys, that's really all a latte is. Turns out you don't need a milk water. So
just shake that shit.
Just shake Amazing. It real hard. Yeah.
Well, gang, let's get to the main event of the night. So Allison, we found out, went to school, the birthplace of Dr. Pepper. It felt like a no-brainer to go down the road we're going to go down. So this is what I'm going to ask of both of you guys. Let's pull the beverages out. And then I think after we do that, there's one thing. Let's pull them out first real quick.
Okay. Oh,
you got yours right there.
I got them.
We have two decisions I need you guys your help with.
Okay.
Now, one of these things, I covered up. Here I can show. Let me screen share. Now I kind of cropped this screen share so we're not seeing the top, because there are like different bottle cap colors whatnot. So one thing I thought that maybe we should do is just like maybe open all of these and just put the bottle caps aside so we don't have to worry about that, and we'll kind of forget about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because I feel like the bottle caps might have some hints for us, and I don't want any hints. I want to do this as blind as possible. And then the other decision I feel like we need to make is, obviously, we have three, Dr. Pepper branded plastic bottles in here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We could do those three as like a mini flight, and then do the three glass bottles as a mini flight, or we can kind of mix it all up. I'm open to either. Do you guys have any strong opinions on either of those ways?
I mean, I think a mini flight seems more like a more faithful blind test.
I agree.
Just going by feel. And I'm going to try to I'm going to do this like I watch M. Night Shyamalan movies where you're like, I could figure it out, but I'm not going to. Like, I want to be surprised. Yes. So I'm not going to try to figure out what's what. But I do think that mixing up the bottle types would be helpful in that arena.
Okay, wait, so are we saying, so are we doing 3x3 or are we doing all six?
3x3.
No, sorry. I think we should do 3x3. That's what I meant.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Now, if we're doing 3x3, I see an advantage of going either way, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking. One is, if we start with plastic bottles, I'm pretty confident we'll be able to deduce what the original Dr. Pepper one is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the zero sugar and diet one. Might be wrong. Who knows?
Definitely diet.
Then when we go to the glass, is that going to give us too big of a hint of which one is the real Dr. Pepper in there? As I talk out loud, I'm like, maybe we do the glass ones first.
We should do the glass first, because then also our brains will be so scrambled that when we get into the plastic, we'll fool our own selves.
Okay.
All right.
So I want to crack bottle tops.
Okay.
Chuck them, toss them, do whatever you need.
I just don't look at it.
I had a real feminist fear that I was going to not be able to open one of these, and I live by myself with my cat, and I was going to not be able to do it. And I was going to be like, there's no man here to open this for me.
I feel like I'm trying to get them into a garbage can, but I feel like I just need to toss. Should we open up the... I guess we don't really need to open the plastic ones yet, then, do we?
No, I don't know.
Okay, let's wait on that for a second.
That's fine.
All right, I'm going to kind of like spin these around, confuse myself a little bit of these glass boys.
Because you kind of know what's what?
Yeah, so let me start with what we're drinking, gang. So glass bottles, we're doing a Dr. Pepper with real sugar. We're doing a Dr. Wells. And we're doing a Dublin 1891 Red Cola. Now, the Dublin 1891 Red Cola, if I can give you guys a little history, when Dr. Pepper was debuted in Waco, Texas in 1885, and Dublin...
One year before Coca-Cola was invented, by the way.
Very, you are so correct.
We won. Sorry, am I ruining your presentation?
No. No. Chime in at any point in time because you have it in your DNA. You are an expert on this.
I do. It's in there.
So the Dublin was it started becoming kind of popular, and I want to say like about 10 years after its debut, Dublin came in and was the first bottling company that started bottling it. Also in Waco, Texas, it looks like. And they bottled it for years and years and years and years. And then around, I think it's like 2010 or 2012, there was a bit of a shitstorm with Big Dr. Pepper versus them because they were one of the last holdouts using real sugar. And apparently there's a whole documentary about this that I'm going to find the name for in a minute. Long story short, they kind of lost the battle and they were no longer able to use Dr. Pepper branding anymore. Hence, now we have a Dublin 1891 Red Cola in front of us.
But so that's the most faithful, like, original recipe then? Is that what they're saying?
This should be as close to the recipe that was being bottled there for, I mean, gosh, over 100 years. And when I got these at the soda shop, they were like, that's the original one. Like, that's the one. They just can't call it that anymore.
Wow. I may be wrong about this, but I think the Dr. Pepper Real Sugar, as it's now called, like that bottle and design up until whatever year you're talking about was the Dublin's Dr. Pepper logo. Like, if you could buy it in the grocery store... But it was this one. And so they really just like took it over knowing that like you've got people faithful to this. I could be wrong about that, but that's my memory of it. But it's so interesting that's kind of like there's a lot of that in bourbon, like this Dublin 1891 thing. Like, oh, this person who was the master distiller at this place who then turned, started their own thing. Dublin 1891 being the real deal.
That's exciting. Like a shocking scandal, I feel it like. Is. I need to look into further.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, please go.
I was going to say, so the original bottling plant in Waco is now the Dr. Pepper Museum, which has been there for a minute. And I have some friends who live in Waco who now like run the gift shop there.
Whoa.
I'm going to ask them what they know about this, the inside scoop on this scandal. Because it's like Dr. Pepper is still very much part of culture in Waco. And like Baylor has Dr. Pepper Hour every week where you can go get a Dr. Pepper float. It's like a thing. So I want to know what the hometown scoop is on this feud.
Yeah.
This and tell Hatfield's us about the McCloy's tell us, beverage yeah. feud.
Tell us about the Dr. Pepper float.
Is this just a root beer float with Dr.
It's
Pepper?
Just a root beer float well, I think that it's like the official recipe is like that you're supposed to like stir it up and then you mix it up in like one thing and then you pour it into a cup. So it's not just like you pour the Dr. Pepper over the ice cream, but that you kind of like give it a little so it gets kind of frothy, you know?
Yeah.
I might probably have not had a Dr. Pepper float since like maybe welcome week my freshman year. I did not go to Dr. Pepper Hour over in the Student Union building.
What kind of kids were at the Dr. Pepper Hour, more second. Importantly?
I don't know, because it couldn't have been welcome week all the time. I truly don't know. I don't know who was there. I don't know.
So there was no stigma okay on those kids? You really have no idea.
I have no idea. I was so isolated in the theater building. No. I have no idea.
They couldn't even get into the theater building if they tried.
We're like, beat it, nerds. And they were like, us? We are the nerds. Huh? You fuck yourself.
Hey, our people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so all right, so that's
bottled
a
up. The battle over Dublin Dr. Pepper is the name of the documentary.
Yes.
We had listeners send it to us. We have refused to watch it. I don't know why, but it is a documentary that exists.
Somebody said they refused to watch it.
We did, I guess. I still haven't seen it, but people have been sending it to us for years.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do a watch party of that sometime. That might be fun. Okay, so the other one that we got in here is we have Dr. Wells. Dr. Wells is also a pepper-style carbonated soft drink manufactured by Dad's Root Beer Company. Oh. Interesting. And they're an Indiana play. And this was introduced in 1935. So they're a little later to the game, but around longer than I thought. I thought this was just more of a, like, a more recent kind of, you know, boutique kind of soda thing. But they've been around since 1935. And then we have the Dr. Pepper Real Sugar. And that is, I read one place that that was something that was, like, reintroduced about 10 years ago. And probably around that time of all when this Dublin, the Dublin controversy, I guess.
Isn't that what like Mexican Coke is? Is just Coke with real sugar cane?
Correct.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, is that racist? Why do we call it Mexican Coke? Well, I don't
it
know.
It is from Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, they're still making it there.
I got nervous.
It's fair. It's fair to be nervous. Most things, it turns out, the answer is something terrible.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, great.
So let's stop there a little bit with our history. And then maybe before we crack into the plastic ones, I want to do just a little bit more general Dr. Pepper history.
Let's do it.
But let's get into these. All right, let's see what letters we have here. K and a P.
Mm-hmm.
And there's letters N. on these? Wait.
Yeah, there's some letters on there.
Where?
Is there green tape on yours?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That was so dutiful. I got this from you. I put it in my fridge. You were like, don't drink it ahead of time like some people have. I said, absolutely not. I haven't even looked at these. All right.
Okay. K, N, or P. And Allison, I put random letters so I forget. Like, okay, I'm just trying to constantly confuse myself.
Did I just give you a heart attack like you thought you might have forgot to put letters on mine? I'm so
absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
I just was genuinely surprised. What? This is so organized. Okay.
What did we think? Which one did we start? Anyone speaking to anyone? Jojo, why don't you pick the first one? What's speaking to you?
I got to say, letter P is looking kind of red inside the bottle, and that is speaking to me.
We're allowed to M Night it? Okay. Wait, we can compare these and hold them up to my... Those are so similar.
So, yeah, they really are. Oh, yeah,
they really are.
Maybe it's just the one that was catching the light. It was, I think, the furthest away from me.
Okay, so P is what we're trying first?
Yeah, let's take P. So take a smell, take a sip, however you want to do.
Wow.
It smells. It smells almost like a cream soda to me.
Mm-hmm.
But with something else on it.
Fuck, it's so good, dude. God.
That really is.
I just realized I can't just close these up and have them tomorrow. This is so sad.
This is dark. Fantastic.
It's a fleeting moment. It's like a metaphor for life.
Okay. Mm. You know what this kind of reminds me of? Mm. Have you guys ever had Big Red?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I get some Big Red vibes from this.
But yeah.
But it definitely does have like, ooh, I'm getting like my lips are tingling.
Mm.
Ooh, maybe that's an allergy.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
I just break out.
Oh, no. Yeah, like I wish now that we had Big Red to taste next to it, because it does have like, I have like vague echoes of Big Red from like my childhood. You know?
Yes. It's not hitting in my brain quite like a Dr. Pepper is, but it tastes really fucking delicious.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
I love, this is my like Achilles heel soda. I love a Dr. Pepper is my A number one.
Really?
But I drink them so rarely, but then certainly like followed close behind by like a cherry or a vanilla Coke. I'll get into that too. Mm. They occupy a similar space, but Dr. Pepper is the most special.
There is the Dr. Pepper-ness of it, I feel on the back end of this. Like, right when it hits my mouth, I get big red cream soda vibes. But then after I pull away, I'm like, oh, no, I do. There is a thread there to Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like this, whatever this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very enjoyable. How's it for you, Allison?
It's good. It's really good. I feel like I feel like for a soda, it could be sweeter. We could get a little bit more like when you drink like really sweet soda, like when you drink a Mexican Coke and you're like, yowza, that is real sugar. I'm interested to see if that one stands out compared to everything.
Bubble factor on this is also a little low, I would say, for a soda. Mm-hmm. It's a little smoother than I would like. I wish there was a little bit more bite in my mouth with the bubbles.
Yeah.
But if these were in my fridge, they're not lasting that long in my fridge if these were just living in my fridge. Really enjoy that one. All right.
Randy in the chat saying Dr. Pepper is my wife's bev of choice. We're about 90 minutes from Waco, but haven't been to the museum yet. Someday. Yeah, how about Waco. Saturday?
Gotcha.
Get there.
Let's go. Allison, you pick the next one. K or N?
N. I want to mix up the bottle types here.
Oh, yeah. This is in a shorter bottle for those at home.
Okay.
Oh, smells delicious.
Does it have a... No, I guess it's just like the bottle
I'm going back
sweating a little
smell.
Bit. It looked like it had a little texture to it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting that's much smell
bubbles.
In this.
That's bubbly's in there. That's good bubbles.
Mm, mm-hmm,
there you go. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Dang. Ooh. Oh.
This is going to be really hard for me because initially I'm like, ooh, I think I know what this one is, but...
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
There's an
aftertaste.
I want to
stay up all night and drink these.
What are the three we're doing right now? There's the 91.
We got the Dr. Pepper Real Sugar, a Dr. Wells, and the Dublin 1891 Red Cola.
Okay. All right.
Let's pull those away.
What lawsuit language did loophole shit did they have to jump through to come up with Dublin 1891 Red Cola?
And what's funny, on their website,
bad
when
name
you go
all around.
When you go to that page for that one, no mention of Dr. Pepper at all. On their about page about the Dublin bottling plant, they talk about Dr. Pepper, but no, none of the individual ones. Like, it doesn't mention it at all. They must have... I think it was... We got to watch the documentary, I guess.
Watch that doc.
Sad. Like, I feel like there's, like, a Romeo and Juliet star-crossed lovers situation in the middle of, like, in the heart of this.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm just going to write that. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
Forget it. Forget
nothing.
I said anything. Forget
didn't
I said
happen.
Anything. I'm writing it.
Who was caught in the crosshairs of that?
So can I... Wait, can I go back and forth now that I've tasted the two?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely go back and forth. And then after we do the third two, we'll really circle back around. I do... this is, I'm going to say it, more Dr. Peppery to me. Mm-hmm. As Allison mentioned, you got the bubbles are more forward on this one. Mm-hmm. But I know we're not guessing which ones are which yet, and I don't really want to do that. But I want to say I'm a little confused, though. This isn't as easy as I think it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe the third one will
like
be like,
my heart
make it super
knows,
easy.
But the third one's going to unlock everything, I think.
Right.
He said a mouthful.
Excited. I have a lot of feelings.
Are we doing this third one?
Yeah, let's go to third and then we'll circle back a little bit on these. Okay, so last but not least is K.
Smells great. It
smells really nice.
The Dr. Pepper smell is really flying off of this one.
Wow.
I want to say like K and P have a bigger smell than N, the middle one.
Yes.
Number two.
Shit.
What the hell is this one?
Goodness gracious. Okay. I don't know what to think.
Oh, man.
This really okay, let me ask you this. Is this one in between the first two, or is the first one in between?
Oh, my God.
The other two? That's going to be a head scramble for our podcast listeners, but does that make any sense?
No, I feel like P, the first one, is like all the way at one end of the spectrum.
You do. Yes. Okay. So then K to me sort of does bridge the gap between them in a weird way.
Yeah.
Because there is the cream soda-y-ness a little bit on it. Or is that because it doesn't have as many bubbles as the middle one?
Gosh, I wonder. Yeah, if you let the middle one sit out on its own for like an hour, would it be taste exactly like K?
There's also...
cleanse my palate here. Good thing I got my tumbler.
Christopher in the chat said, DP gives me the most burps per capita of any soda, and I am feeling that right now.
Good use of per capita. I like that.
Agreed. Per capita.
I want to say the third one feels the most sugar to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really having a hard time because I really felt, I thought that the middle one was the sugary, was like real sugar. Like, but now I just don't know. Burps.
Gosh. So many burps. God.
I really, going back to that middle one, it's nice.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I have this, I've got this. I feel very confident now. And these all taste good to me, though. I want to say there's no losers in this batch.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to jot some stuff down. Should we do our guesses on these now, right?
I feel like I know what my guesses are.
Okay, hold on. Let me write down.
But we'll wait to the end to reveal. Is that what we're proposing? Because we're trying to factor plastic bottle Dr. Pepper into this mix at the end, or is that just for our own?
It's interesting because maybe we'll reveal at the very end, but I'll write down what everyone thinks each of them are, if that makes sense.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I also want to, first let's rate them. Allison, what was your favorite of these?
I think K was my favorite.
Okay. K was your favorite. And then, after that?
And then N and then P.
Okay. Jojo, what about you? What's your order?
Exactly the same. I think N had too many bubbles for me, so I like the taste. K had the best, was the Goldilocks. And P, while very tasty, is its own deal. Allison's right. It's on its own end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Cream soda town.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to put P as my favorite. It was my favorite. I really like it.
That makes sense for you.
And then I'm going to go N, and then I'm going to go K.
You're oppositesies.
Yeah, I flipped the P and the K. So Allison, what do you think K is?
I think K is Dublin 91.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what my heart is telling me. Oh my God, I just realized how sad I'll be if I get all these wrong. Oh my God, because of my history.
You might not be able to go back to Texas.
Look, we can delete this.
They just run me out of town on a rail.
Jojo, do you think the same thing, Kay?
Absolutely. I think Allison's going to go 3 for 3. I'm feeling so confident about this.
Okay. N, what do you think N is, Allison?
I think N is the Dr. Pepper with the sugar.
Yes.
Okay. And so P, that lives P as Dr. Wells, right?
Dr. Wells. 100%. Don't you think
Dr. Wells over here on the side?
Don't you think Dad's root beer is way more interested? Yeah. That doc is so much more interested in cream soda. They don't give a shit about Dr. Pepper. They're just trying to have another offering out there. That's all.
So, Jojo, are you going the exact same play?
Oh, yeah. No, Allison is correct.
All right. I got to switch it up just because I'm going to regret this. But the nail in the coffin might have just been what you said, the dad's root beer of it all and the cream soda-iness of that one. But with my big red instincts on P, I'm going to say that P is the Dublin. Okay? That's my guess.
Can you imagine? What if it turns out this documentary about the battle of it is just them being like, your soda doesn't even taste like Dr. Pepper. You can't keep calling it Dr. Pepper. For an hour and a half.
N, I'm going Dr. Pepper, and K, I'll go Dr. Wells. Okay, I got all this written down. So we won't reveal yet, Jojo? We'll wait till after the other three?
I think that's, I guess, yeah, let's do that. Right?
I have no strong feelings.
Well, wait. No, because we know that all of these other three are Dr. Pepper.
Okay, we don't care about now, where...
I feel like it'll be too confusing for
people. We don't care about where plastic bottle original recipe Dr. Pepper factors into these three. Yeah, let's
right. And right, we'll shoot reveal. Them out. Who? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you guys ready then?
I think so.
All right, let me find my little note here. The key to all of this.
Gosh, what do we want?
We like follow you to a safe and you like unlock it, find your notes
Elizabeth
that
has
you
to
made.
Unlock the other.
Exactly. You
key.
Guys have to synchronize to find the legend for the week.
I just
the blind taste test.
Okay, wait. Okay. Are you ready?
Someone comes here and puts a bag over Andy's head.
Okay. Dublin, okay. 1891, red cola is, drum roll, K. You guys both got it.
Boom.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Wells is, drum roll, P. You nailed it.
This is.
That leaves Dr. Pepper Real Sugar for N. Okay. Well done, you guys.
Yes. Mm.
I need to circle back on the Dublin real quick.
Can I give one other, I feel like one other kind of hint or something else that tipped me with the N being Dr. Pepper. Something I feel like the only this show could have taught me is that the mega brand names tend to go easy on smells, and weirdly the tastes, as specific as they are, maybe aren't as intense as like their indie competitors.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear that car alarm?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, great. Okay. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that they have their thing so down that it's just like you'll get it when you taste it, but it's not going to stink up the joint and that kind of thing.
It also sort of reminds me of like your classic Coke versus Pepsi situation.
That's
where,
exactly what I'm talking
where
about.
Where Pepsi is on first drink, you give it to a kid, they're like, I like that one better because it is more flashy and a little more sugar. But then as you sink into them, the Coke is more drinkable over long term, which I definitely felt with the Dr. Pepper one. When I came back to it, I was like, ooh, I really like this. Like, it does seem the most, probably the least amount of sugar and least flashy of the bunch.
Huh. Hmm.
All that being said,
still fucking delicious.
Yeah. All that being said, all three of these are fantastic, and especially because we've had so many disgusting things on the show lately, Jojo. This is a pure delight.
It's just a pleasure.
All very tasty.
Okay, let's get into part two then.
Let's
ditch all of these caps.
Okay.
Do you guys remember? Wasn't Dr. Pepper's like advertising thing for a while in like the 80s or 90s? Like 23 flavors. Do you remember that?
Oh yes, yes, yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
I don't.
What's
yeah.
that about?
Clearly
well, you guys
do
some
me.
Caps. I'm going to give. Let me give a little just brief Dr. Pepper history. Da-da-da. Let me pull this up. Okay. Dr. Pepper was formulated by a Brooklyn-born pharmacist in Morrison's Old Corner Drug Store in Waco, Texas. To test his new drink, he first offered it to store owner Wade Morrison, who also found it to his liking.
It's the most old-timey explanation of something is good.
Early advertisements for the soft drink made medical claims stating that it aids digestion and restores vim, vigor, and vitality. Later, those were scrapped. similar to Coca-Cola, the formula for Dr. Pepper is a huge secret. It is rumored that half of the recipe is in one vault somewhere and the other half is in a different vault, which is very fun. There was a long rumor that started in the 30s that there's prune juice was one of the ingredients, but even on Dr. Pepper's website in the FAQ, they say that prune juice is not part of the magic. So that really does seem to be a rumor. And then interestingly enough, you know, we've talked about the battle between Dr. Pepper and Dublin. Dr. Pepper has been in the midst of a bunch of legal things throughout the years. Let me read this because this is kind of interesting. In 1951, Dr. Pepper sued the Coca-Cola company, asserting that Nickel Cola's were sold below cost and were a restraint of trade. Wait, this might be a little bit too far into the weeds. But basically, throughout the years, Dr. Pepper has been in some big, like, Federal Trade Commission type things where, you know, Coca-Cola has tried to buy them. Then the 7-Up company tried to buy them. And they've just played like an important role in like antitrust cases, which is just kind of interesting.
I like these guys.
I'm kind of fascinated by like the historical, like the notion, like, you know, a pharmacist invented this because that used to be like where the soda shops were. And I'm like so fascinated by the idea of like what we now like clearly know are like is like junk food. That being like touted as a like giving you vim and vigor is like so fascinating to me and so like so like what a weird time in history when we were like food is medicine, but also it's like the shittiest food. Like there's a restaurant in Waco called Health Camp that's just a fast food restaurant, but it's like it's called like apropos of nothing. And it feels like a relic of the same time where it's just like, come get some healthy, you know, like just whatever bullshit buzzwords they put on things. Like,
and what's even crazier is like what, so it's almost like all these were kind of built on bullshit, if you will, sort of, right? Yet over 100 years later, you have Dr. Pepper and Coca-Cola institutions like they have flourished in a way that is insane, and yet the origin story is kind of ridiculous, as you're saying.
Yeah, I just think it has more to do with the time, like the packaging of products as whatever like the hot thing was. Like you don't just have to drink water, and kids don't just have to drink milk. Did you know there's a fun new zippy thing, you know what I mean? And like now we package everything as like clean food or diet food or whatever. And in 100 years, we'll look at that and be like, that was such bullshit. But look who had staying powder, Snackwell's cookies. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just like marketing bullshit, you know?
Yeah,
no, but like will cauliflower rice be the Olestra of
the 2020s? It's good, it'll stick around. But like the way that they market, I mean, the what people would buy into and what we buy into now that we'll look back on in 30 years and be like, what the fuck, is absolutely fascinating to me.
But it's wild the evolution too. And that really makes me wonder what do we have now that 100 years from now people will still be championing, right?
So like Beyond Burger or whatever is going to be one of those things. It's going to be one or the other, right? It's either like, going to be all we eat in 30 years or it's going to be like, oh, you should not have been eating.
Yeah. But or even something like Red Bull, right? Like,
oh boy, yes.
Red Bull gives you wings, and like it'd be crazy what the evolution of a company like that 100 years from now could be, you know, and what we know about Guarine 100 years from now, like, or whatever the main thing is.
All of it is so, it's just so fascinating, you know?
It is also really funny. Like, this was invented in a time before there was like surgery, you know? So like the idea that this was sold as medicine, because it was probably more, its effects were more obvious than like, you should have some vitamin C every day or something, you know, because it's like you drink this, you feel pretty good for like 20 minutes. You just have a little caffeine. It's got a zip. It makes you feel all right. It's got a shit ton of sugar. You're going to be flying off the rails. But where
it turns out,
you know,
life is pretty fucking boring. But if you drink one of these a day, you've introduced any new thing into your routine. That's it.
That's right. This is your one. One for the decade. That's all you get.
It's like, it's a bummer.
It's absolutely crazy. Okay. Right. Let's do this. Okay. So we've got R, D, and J. Allison, you take the pick. What do you think we should start with?
Let's start with R.
And then just so we remind our listeners what we're doing, we've got Dr. Pepper, we got Diet Dr. Pepper, and we got Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. Mm. We're doing R?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Smells fantastic.
This one smell has like a toy smell. Like
I get a little plasticky smell from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that might be the bottle.
Like the right kind of He-Man toy, you know, would have like this one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's got to be diet. That's got to be diet.
Let's talk diet Dr. Pepper for a second. A lot of people will claim it's the one of the best tasting diet sodas out in the game.
Which is your favorite kick in the head?
Yeah.
Diet soda sucks. I think it's just like you can taste the holes where the like good stuff is gone. I hate diet soda. Oh, I was never like a diet Coke fiend. Fucking hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Invention of like Coke Zero and like Zero whatever is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
But like diet sodas. Yeah. I don't understand. People who still drink diet sodas now that there are zero sodas, I'm just like, are you okay? Like, why?
I mean, I agree. People have that.
The Dr. Like, Pepper army is, or Diet Coke army is the Diet Coke army.
Yeah, people love that Diet Coke. There's something else in that Diet Coke. It's like
there is something that is like pulling them back in, you know?
That is true.
This has the, it's clearly one of the diets or the zeros.
It might be the zero.
Yeah, I fear it's the zero. You know, but it does have that.
Because I had never had a. I was like, when you sent out the stuff for this, Andy, I was like, oh, "There's Dr. Pepper Zero." I didn't even know that, and so now I'm really worried that's the zero. Yeah. We got to keep going. I got to know if it's all right.
What are we doing? What's this?
JoJo, you pick.
Okay, I gotta go Jay then.
Okay, Jay for JoJo.
Jay is next. Okay.
This smells great. These both smell.
It's a different smell, right?
It is.
I gotta have some water.
Oh my God. Do you know what this smells like? So I can't say that they're wrong. I was so obsessed with Dr. Pepper in like the eighth grade. I found like the Dr. Pepper lip smackers. I used to just carry that around and slap that on my face all day and night.
See, now I'm just like, that's pretty good. But man, I hope D is like the best one ever. And this is the zero. I just don't know.
Oh, yeah. If this was the zero, we'd all be pretty hyped on that. Oh,
I would be if so it is, happy.
I fear it's reg. I'm
so glad you picked this one second, Josh. This is...
Wow. Oh, that was really interesting. Nervous. Going with these bottles first, that sugar is... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to circle back to the Dr. Pepper real sugar in the glass bottle, but not until we've locked in our guesses on these.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, should we go D, last one up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you just sound so defeated.
Yeah.
This one has a different, this one has a more chemically weird smell for me.
Yeah.
I'm not hyped on this smell. Oh, wait, Allison, what was that reaction?
I don't think that's so different than Jay that I'm upset.
No.
Oh, shit.
Shit ton of bubbles in that. That was my reaction.
Yes, it was very bubbly. Wouldn't that be interesting if they put extra bubbles in the zero sugar to like distract from the fact that it's zero?
Yeah. It'd be that fucking would be brilliant.
It would be so brilliant. Okay. I don't know why they didn't put three times as many bubbles in a fucking diet then, because diets are terrible.
Dude,
wait, this is going to fuck us up, guys. I think
I love this.
I think we're getting.
Okay.
Holy shit. Hold on. I'm actually legitimately confused.
I'm so excited that I'm confused. This is such great news.
Okay, I'm going back to Jay. Everybody go back to Jay.
Just did.
Way ahead of you, my friend.
You can't stop me. Oh, we're on that train.
Jay and D are almost identical to me.
Right. Now, I think Jay feels a little sweeter, right? Mm-hmm. So my initial brain wants to be like, that's the Dr. Pepper, but could that be the zero fucking with you? And they're like sweetening that one up a little bit more with their fake science bullshit?
Yeah, I think that I find sweeteners are sweeter. Like,
that's right.
There's like a chemical sweetness to a...
Like
sweetener.
Splenda especially, which I find pretty good as far as the fake sugars are concerned. Mm-hmm. Well, it's made from sugar, whatever. But like the little packet, it has like a tiny like cocaine amount of Splenda in it. And then a sugar packet of the same kind of sweetness quotient or whatever. It's, you know, a packet of sugar at a coffee shop.
has much more volume.
Yeah.
In it to get the same level of sweetness.
I can taste the difference in this. I know.
You guys, I just felt like I had a religious moment just a second ago. I just had an epiphany. Like, I know what these are, and our minds are going to be blown, I think.
Oh, my God.
Like, I felt like I was just touched by an angel that was like, D is this thing. And I was like, that's what D is?
Like, you know it in your soul, or you know it logically?
No. It feels like a gut thing.
It feels like a gut thing to you. Okay.
I'm very excited now.
So your epiphany is not, I had an epiphany and it's X, Y, Z and I can explain it to you. It was like a soul epiphany. You were like,
ah! Yeah, no, I was touched by something that was like, this is what it is, you know?
Got it.
Andy's revelations.
Let's go back to R, as I feel
why?
Is the, no, it's yeah, kind of the loser of the bunch, right?
Well, 100% of all six of them.
Not as bad on a revisit. You guys, wait. I kind of want to lock these in sooner than later.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, God. I need to figure out my rating, though. You guys get your rating in your heads, too.
I feel like Diet Dr.
Pepper just tastes like kind of flat Dr. Pepper. Like, it just tastes a little hollow. It's not sweet. Like, Diet Coke to me tastes like a different fucking animal from Coke.
You guys, but our minds
Dr. Pepper tastes like a Dr. Pepper that's just like, I'm tired, like I'm flaky, you know? Like,
it's the same thing. Allison, go. What's your favorite?
My favorite is Jay.
Okay, love it. Second?
D.
Okay.
And then R.
Okay, and for our listeners at home, J was the second one we tried.
Yes.
D was the third one we tried, and R was the first one we tried. Mm-hmm. JoJo, lock in yours.
It's the same as Allison's, of course.
Oh my God, twinsies.
We're just in the flow, just a couple of twins having a night in.
So burpy. Okay. God.
Okay, I'm going to go... I'm going to switch it up just slightly and go D, J, R. And it's because of what I think they are. And I'm so delighted on what I think D is.
Okay.
Allison, let's lock in yours first. What do you think J was, the second one that you drank, which is in your first position?
So I assume that J is just the regular Dr. Pepper.
Okay. What do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. Is. These two are interchangeable to me. I love it. D. So then D would be the zero.
Okay.
And R would be the diet.
R is the diet.
Lock it in.
Lock it in for JoJo. Okay, you guys are twinsies.
My ride or die.
I was touched. Oh, I had I had a religious experience. D. Okay. Uh-huh. Is diet. I think D is the diet. God. Now, J, I think, is Dr. Pepper, like both of you guys. I think R is the zero.
Fuck.
Now, go to D and just entertain the possibility that it could be the diet.
Oh, my God. No, it's the aftertaste in the R.
Yeah, this isn't the world I want to live in.
There is more of an aftertaste in the R, but those zeros are still, what is usually used in zeros? Is it Splenda or Splenda, yeah. Where the diets usually they have aspartame, I believe, right?
That's right.
If this is true, what you posit, then that throws into question everything and means everything's based on the order in which you drink things. I mean, it has to be.
Not necessarily,
like,
though.
It has to factor in. Why would we work all the, and like the last one, we're like, yeah, that's crazy. There's no way diet is that good.
Drink D and have Diet Coke in your head.
I don't think I should be drinking any more of this.
Like there's a diet, there's something, I think I'm getting the aspartame.
Yeah.
When I go to the R.
But it doesn't have that aftertaste that aspartame, that Diet Coke has.
But here's the other thing. The reason my epiphany was that I do remember people really love Diet Dr. Pepper And the whole, anyone that likes it and drinks it is like, it's the best tasting diet soda. That's what I'm basing my guess on.
People also have terrible opinions.
I don't know what's happening anymore. My mind has been, remember when I said our brains were going to be scrambled?
Yes.
Between the glass bottles and this is, I feel, is what has happened.
It's perfect.
It's absolutely perfect.
It's totally scrambled.
Are you guys ready? I think we should reveal what J is first, right?
Must know. Yes.
Okay. Yo, take a sip of N real quick. The original sugar, Dr. Pepper.
So different.
So different.
Tastes like raisins.
You can,
it
yeah, does, you
or really prinny. Like it tastes pretty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, if we had another hour, we could play a fun game guessing the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper.
All right, Jay is. You guys ready?
Yes.
Drum roll. Dr. Pepper. Nailed it. Everyone got that. Okay. Set that one aside next to our friend N, the real sugar one, because we do need to do a little more back and forth on that in a moment. So that leaves us with R and D. Which one of these do we... let's reveal D, because that's the one...
Which, by the way, is doctor.
Yeah. And diet.
Wow.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you guys want to change your guesses, or you're locked in?
No. Committed. Okay. I'm committed.
D is... I was touched by an angel. Diet Dr. Pepper.
No fucking way.
Yep. Diet Dr. Pepper. R is Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
Oh my God. Cancel that.
It is delicious.
Broken.
I like it. Right? It's delicious.
I'm shocked. I got to say, so, you know, one thing for the listeners, viewers, is that when you took the plastic bottle off the cap, there's still that little ring around it. And I couldn't help but notice when we started that there was the one that had the black top. And so I was immediately like, oh, well, that's zero sugar. But I really was trying to let my heart lead me here and was so convinced it was the diet because the aspartame flavor is so strong. It is so sharp in that I'm floored.
I am as well. That is wild.
Splee in the chat said from our diets versus zeros episode, which we did Coke and Pepsi diet versus zeros, we preferred the diets as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Coke?
Yeah. But they were all, Allison, we actually found all of them to be pretty good, surprisingly. Like, we were like, oh, these are all pretty passable and fine.
I feel like there just needs to be further experimentation on, like, drinking lots of things next to each other. Because I just don't understand that. That is wild. That's wild to me.
That's pretty wild. You guys, real quick, let's do a sip of J and then a sip of N again. So regular Dr. Pepper versus Dr. Pepper with real sugar.
Okay.
Regular Dr. Pepper's great. Dare I say I prefer it over the one with real sugar?
Yeah, there's something old-timey fruity tasting about the N for sure.
And then I'm going to take a sip of the old Dublin here.
Yeah, you got to get a sip of K. That's what's up.
Or a sip of K, yeah.
Wow.
Just wild.
Man, they're all great though. I'm really stoked on this, Allison. I'm so glad you went to school in Waco and made this happen for us.
We all learned a lot today. I will look forward to my dissertation on the order of tasting and blind taste tests and how it affects the results.
Please
Fair
do
enough.
I just
okay,
feel
so
like that has to be at play here.
Before we wrap up, we got two real quick things. Real quick, we want to look at our buddy, the real Bolak. Am I saying that right, Josh?
I think it's the real Bolak.
He sent us a video of him doing, what are these called? We've talked about them. A nutcracker. Do you know what a nutcracker is, Allison?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I do know what a nutcracker is, but...
What am I drinking? This would be a mango nutcracker here in New York City on the beach. It's certainly orange and fruit flavor. Mango, if you say so. 8 out of 10. Would fuck Whoa. With. My nuts are halfway cracked and I'm thinking about another one. Go fuck yourself.
I like the rim shot in there as well.
Wow.
I like the mango, if you say so.
I would love to know how many takes here now, for it.
So we've heard of these are very big, especially on the East Coast. He's in New York, obviously. And so they're these like, you know, kind of like super fruity drinks. My question, and Josh, I wonder if you have the answer to this. When you buy these, are they like adding the booze in front of you?
No,
or you just,
it's a punch. You're getting, they're making a big batch, you know, so it's like a party drink, you know,
but it's not sealed though. Right. Like it is someone's buy. Like it is just like kind of with a cap on. So you really are trusting whoever's yes. making these at the beach for $5 that, right. It seems a little crazy.
Maybe they've got a bottling system, but it's certainly not in like any kind of regulated food service space. You know, it's not in a commercial kitchen. This is happening.
These are illegal beverages, we should make clear. Yes. This is an illegal play.
Ooh, yeah. Rebels.
But man, thanks for sending that video in.
It's beautiful.
Great, great end of summer vibes. Love it.
Yeah. It also came because he sent a photo of an actual Iceman on the beach from the vision board. There was just a guy with a cart said Iceman. He was just selling ice. What a, like, it sounds inspired. Like a dream day at the beach, if I do say so myself.
Absolutely. Okay, Allison, this is the last segment of the show. We're going to have you answer something for us. And what you're going to answer is, are you ready, Josh?
I am ready.
Brian's question.
So when we first started this show, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 questions. And then when we rebooted the show, he sent us 100 more. And this week's question is, Josh, you want to bring that up on the screen?
I do.
Important to have family support. I love that.
Okay, number 23 here. Do you want to read that, Allison?
Does Andy still sip tequila?
Oh, do I, Allison?
This feels like a trick because the still is doing a lot of fucking work here. It's doing some heavy lifting. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. JoJo?
You do.
We've never had a Brian's question like this, by the way.
No,
it's never
singled
one of us out ever.
Well, he's written 200 questions for you. He's tired. He's tired. He had to phone something.
Delirious even. I'm going to say yes, but I think less often than he used to.
Okay. The answer is I absolutely still sip tequila. Still my favorite sipper in the booze game. Yeah, I absolutely love
stuff.
Lime
I think it's my you squeeze a little lime in there, just as it is.
If I'm at a restaurant, I'll squeeze the lime into it, but I just really like it just straight and just easy peasy.
Like cold, or do you chill a glass? Or
don't care at all. It can be room temp. It can be cold, but no ice cubes or anything like that. But yeah, chilled glass is nice, but I can just have it just room temperature. And straight up, love it.
I should get into sipping tequila instead of bourbon and just see what that does for my weekend game.
It's a nice it's a nice buzz and definitely a little less hangover. Like if you're doing equal quantities of both, say you have 4 bourbons and 4 tequilas, you're going to feel less of it from the tequilas.
Is that true? What they say that it's because it's like brown liquors and clear liquors. Is that real? Is that a real thing, you think?
I think it's probably like a sugar and how they're made thing, I believe.
Yeah. My theory, and I don't think there's any truth to this, but is that it's because it's closer, you know, they're made from agave plants, right? Tequila is. And same way like gin is made from
juniper
berries. I think those things both have more similarly chill hangovers than your browns, which are, I think, maybe just because they're mixes of things sometimes.
Oh, because they're like, you had a good one.
Yeah, like if you had a good, we should try that. That would be a good episode.
You'd have to have a follow-up episode like the following morning.
Yes.
See how everyone feels.
It'd have to be, we might even have to do two nights.
Yeah,
two nights in a row. We have to switch.
But yeah, I don't know if you could do it in the row though. You almost need like a day off, right? Yeah, how would you control for that?
Yeah, no, you'd have to have a day to reboot.
Oh, hydrate. God, I would not want to reboot. Yes. Hydrate. You have to.
Oh, I'm in the pocket of big water, so I gotta like every now and then just mention water.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for coming and doing this with us.
Thank you for having me. Wait, what was the duck?
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Snackers.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sirs. My character was besmirched, and as if maybe I don't like ducks. I recall, and I need to know what the deal is.
Do you want to Jojo?
Sure. I have a pet duck named Mr. Snackers. We had there was a bunch of back when we did the podcast and I first got the duck, people didn't believe I had the duck. Now that we're a live stream, we got to show the duck. However, little bad news for the listeners is that my landlady does not allow ducks, not allowable in the least. Cats are okay, ducks not. So my duck is living at a ducky daycare. And so this is the live stream.
Wait, this is a sad story.
Mr. Snackers would have been duck meat by now if not for this ducky daycare. And so, you know, here he has all the watermelon and
he could dream
Sheffield
of
pools.
He seems happy, whichever one he is.
They're having a blast, I think.
Pets love a daycare situation.
I
would like to see that water changed a little bit more frequently.
Too. I should call about that.
It's just the angle of the camera. It's fine.
It's the reflection of the wood. It's clear as day in there.
Okay. Thank you for answering the duck question. I do indeed like cats as well. Mine's been sitting next to me taking a loud bath for the past half an hour.
Nice.
But I had to find out what the duck thing was about. I kept it stuck in there. I kept it till the very end.
Allison, anything you want our listeners to know that's coming up on the horizon or anything they should check out?
I always forget that I should remember if I have anything to plug. I don't have anything to plug.
All right. Love it. So just go.
It's been a rough year, y'all. No, I just made my directorial debut. I'm directing a short right now. I mean, I directed a short and I'm in post-production right now, which means that's what I'm doing with my time. I don't know when you guys are going to get to see it. So I don't really have anything to tell you about. Follow me on Instagram and you'll hear about it.
Yeah, follow on Instagram.
That's right.
Her handle is right there on the bottom, scrolling across the screen. Follow there for everything coming up. And thank you once again. And thanks to all the listeners, everyone in the chat that joined us today. Thank you guys. And till next time, Jojo, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself.